my second home. Our family moved to this super cool house at 6545 Colbath Avenue in Van Nuys, California, and OMG, it was like leveling up in the game of life. The house was huge. Okay, not mansion huge, but way bigger than our old one. If the old house was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, this one was like a triple-decker cheeseburger with extra pickles and fries. It had three whole bedrooms. You know what that means? I finally got my own room. No more sharing with my brother, who snored like a busted lawnmower. Best thing ever. The neighborhood was like stepping into a coloring book that someone finished perfectly. No scribbles or anything. The lawns were so green and fancy, they looked like they got haircuts every day. Our yard? Gigantic. Like, maybe not big enough for a football game with the Rams, but you could definitely play an epic game of tag. Plus, we had this garage that was basically a treasure cave for bikes, scooters, and random junk. The driveway was long enough for me to race my scooter back and forth until my legs turned to jelly. The street was awesome, too. There were these massive trees everywhere that were left over from when our neighborhood was a walnut grove. Even when the sun was blazing and the ground felt like lava, our neighborhood was always cool. The kids in the neighborhood were the best part. There was always someone to hang out with, like Tom, Ted, and Mike. We had this genius idea one time to have the Great Walnut Fight of 61. While the grown-ups were at work, we split into two teams and collected all the green walnuts that fell off the trees as our ammo. It was like a full-on battle, with walnuts flying everywhere, like POW, smack, splat! After 2 hours, the street was covered in squishy green goo. And guess what? Our parents made us clean it all up before dinner. Total buzzkill. The house itself was like the coziest pancake you've ever seen. It wasn't super fancy or anything, but it just felt right, you know? My mom said it was functional, which I think is code for not broken. But I thought it was the coolest place on the planet. Even Mr. Grayson, the grumpy old guy who yelled if you stepped on his grass, couldn't ruin how awesome it was. Living there was like being in one of those happy TV shows where everyone's like, "Hey, neighbor!" and they wave while mowing the lawn or watering plants. We had barbecues, ran around playing tag until the streetlights came on, and just had the best time ever. Colbath Avenue wasn't just a place to live, it was a full-on adventure. I swear, it was like living in a dream where every day felt sunny and fun, and the whole world was just waiting for you to go outside and play. It wasn't a castle, but it was home, and it was totally the best place ever.